Hi everyone, it's me, Rhys Tirado, one of the showrunners here at Dead Space Deep Cover, and I just want to thank you again for all of your support. I know that behind the scenes we have really loved putting the story together for you, and we just hope that you've enjoyed it. If you have, please leave a review and rating, and tell us your favorite part, or join our Discord to talk to other fans about it. Spread the word to friends, families, enemies, anyone who will listen. But in the meantime, here's the final episode.
This information is for all inhabitants of the cities of Marius Landing and Enki Katena, and all incorporated settlements within the Ganymede Habitable Zone. If you know of someone who does not have access to this broadcast, inform them of this information if doing so creates no additional risk to yourself. Updates will be provided on this channel, so listen regularly. All individuals are to remain in a sheltered location, ideally a residence or shelter, with certified and recently inspected radiation shielding. If you are not inside such a location, proceed to one immediately. Do not take time securing possessions or waiting for others. Certified shelters are located at most prominent public areas and can be found by means of a flashing beacon. In the event a shelter is at capacity, its beacon will be turned off. Do not attempt to enter such a shelter as the authorities may respond with lethal force. If you are not close to a shelter, attempt to find a location with overhead cover consisting of concrete at least 30 centimeters thick or a similar distance underground. Do not attempt to use metro stations or other transportation structures as shelters. These will be needed by emergency personnel and your presence may prevent them from doing their jobs. Medical facilities will likely be overwhelmed. If you or someone with you is injured or ill, it is better to attempt to treat them where they are than to move them to a hospital that will be unable to admit them. The symptoms of radiation exposure include nausea, vomiting, especially with blood, headaches, fatigue, skin reddening, and cognitive impairment. If you or someone with you has these symptoms, do not attempt to medicate them. Isolate them, make them comfortable, and wait for medical assistance. Be aware that such assistance may not arrive for a long time. Authorities, including the police, colonial administration, and EarthGov representatives and military, must be obeyed at all times. Assume they are armed and will use lethal force in the face of disobedience or resistance. Updated information will be released on this channel. This message repeats.
Dead Space. Deep Cover. Episode 12.
We're here.
We must be underground.
Several stories beneath Marius Landing. Almost as far down as the old settlers' cabins. This is one of the first structures built when Marius Landing was being constructed on the surface. The power systems came before everything else.
So you're a historian as well as a cult leader.
Power is at the heart of everything, Emily. No matter how you define it.
You have the marker.
We have a marker. A red marker. A copy of the original. We do not know who built it for sure, but we have our suspicions. It was likely for experimental purposes, using the black marker as the blueprint. There are others. Not even the enigmas of the church know how many.
What is it doing here?
Much the same as it was doing before the church took control of this facility. Providing power. The markers are seemingly limitless sources of energy. Without this, the government of Ganymede wouldn't have been able to power the radiation shielding that keeps the cities safe.
It's just been sitting here for that long? Is this what's driving everyone crazy? The cases of colony psychosis syndrome started this moon falling apart. If your shard can do it to the people in the cathedral, this must do it to the whole of Ganymede.
That is a reasonable hypothesis. Fumihiro Zane might have come to the same conclusion and come looking for such a source. You understand why he could not be permitted to continue.
That, and he made your whole religion sound like a mental illness.
Dealing with him was vital for more than one reason. I hope you understand it was done without pleasure.
I'm sure that would have been a consolation when that thing tore him in half.
We're heading for the main floor. In 30 minutes, we're taking the primary power outputs offline.
Won't that kill the shielding?
Which is why we are keeping the downtime to a minimum. We should therefore keep to our schedule.
If the shielding goes down, I don't even want to think.
The church will provide for those who suffer.
Of course. You make a disaster, and then you make yourselves the savior.
An opportunity the church will take full advantage of, but not the reason for initiating the shutdown.
So what is the reason?
We have to shut it down to permit communication.
You can talk to it?
No. But you might.
Beacons 1 through 7 are all on the monitors. Life signs are consistent. Connections are good.
Output is currently at 17%.
What is the shield coverage?
Down to 37%. Coverage is intermittent.
Then we're on the clock. 15 minutes, then shut it down.
15 minutes. Yes, Overseer.
Supplicant adrenaline levels are stable. They should hold for that long. Much longer, and we'll have to sedate again.
There will be no need for that. We're getting into position now.
Increasing adrenaline now. Brain waves are spiking.
Do we have the connection to the recording device?
It's connected, and backing up here. There's some interference, but nothing serious.
The failsafes are disengaged. Cutting the secondary connections now. Sections of the shielding will be going down.
Then pray for those who must suffer. Altman be praised.
Altman be praised. Be praised.
I don't know what I thought it would be like to be so close to it. This is a marker, then. From the way the church described it, I thought it would be the size of a mountain.
Are you disappointed?
No. No, it feels like I'm standing under something bigger than a mountain. Why are the necromorphs here?
An extension of Professor Malevska's experiments. She confirmed the marker's signals affect biological material. In the case of human bodies, the signals turn them into these creatures. Nothing the marker does is without purpose, so the necromorphs must serve a purpose in turn. Thus, we observe them here. With the power shutting down, we can note any changes.
What happens when you cut the power?
Outside this building? A great deal of panic. But for our purposes, the information within the marker becomes accessible.
And I'm guessing you don't just plug in a computer and print out the secrets of the universe. Otherwise, you'd be filling your head with them. You wouldn't need me.
Quite so. In our limited test runs, communion with the marker has proven challenging.
What happened to the other people you used?
You are looking at them. Even in death, they serve their church.
So this is just another execution?
Not necessarily. It requires willpower to survive. You have it.
How do you figure that out?
Because you hate us, Emmeline. You hate me. You want revenge. You want to bring the church down. Or maybe just me. Whatever your plan is to escape and seek your vengeance, you have to survive what happens in this chamber. That gives you a motivation these poor souls lacked. Is that not so, Emmeline?
My sister told me I have to stop running. I didn't know what she meant, but I do now. I have to stop trying to flee the church. That will put me at the heart of it. And that's where I can kill it.
Your sister was very wise.
Was. So, she really is dead?
She is.
What happened to her?
In the grand scheme of things, it hardly matters.
Is she one of those monsters?
No. Nothing so poetic. She was involved in missionary work to the outlying settlements. The church was building a chapel in Apegis. The scaffolding collapsed. 4 dead. Among them, Madrigal Ayuba. Martyrs for the cause.
I suppose you will meet them at Convergence.
Well, you already have.
Shut down in 6 minutes, Overseer.
Then we will take up position. Vested Emmeline. There is a gurney beside the marker. It is safer if you lie there.
Safer? Will my brain be any less fried if I'm lying down?
It is your choice. If you go into spasm, however, you will be less prone to injury.
Fine. Do I narrate what I see?
The recording device implanted into your jawbone will log everything you say.
What if I lie?
I doubt you will have the presence of mind to invent anything. If you succeed, that will be a valuable insight into the marker's powers. Voice pattern analysis and further testing will reveal any falsehoods, whatever the case.
Then let's do this, Overseer.
We are ready.
Shutdown imminent.
Transmission is clear. Subject's vital signs are stable.
Altman be praised.
Altman be fucking praised.
We're clear to continue.
Shut down in 40 seconds.
Her vital signs are here. If her heart rate spikes, we'll have to abort.
Communion will not be halted.
Yes, Overseer.
Turn on the audio.
I don't see anything. There's a pressure in my head, like a something weighing on my brain. My vision's going blurry.
Anything on the supplicants?
Brainwaves elevated. Otherwise, steady.
Emmeline, keep telling us what you are experiencing. Don't leave anything out.
Feels like I'm falling. Hands and feet are tingling. Everything's spinning.
Her heartbeat's rising. Still in the safe zone.
Keep going, Emmeline.
It's dark, and somewhere else. I don't know where I am.
The signal's being amplified. It's higher than any of the tests.
Keep watching it.
It's colder. It's... I'm somewhere else. It's all changed. It's all changed. It looks military. Scientific, maybe? There are cells here. Empty cells. Wait. There's somebody in this one.
Explain, Emmeline. Are you just seeing this, or are you actually there?
I don't know. Both?
Hello there, Emmeline.
Who are you?
Who are you seeing?
A man. Looks normal. Tired. Beaten up.
You can tell him all you want, he won't understand. I've met men like him before. Some of them are going to kill me. Very soon.
I don't know who you are.
My apologies. My name is Michael Altman.
You're Altman? I don't know what I expected you to be like, but it wasn't this.
I hope I'm not a disappointment. If you've heard of me all the way there in the 26th century, it must mean the men intending to kill me have succeeded. They made me into their martyr. They founded their church.
Are you real?
As I'm sure you've worked out for yourself, whether something is real or not is a rather more complicated subject than it first seems. Our conversation did not literally happen in 2215, but you can see me, I can see you. It might as well be real.
Why am I here? Is the marker trying to tell me something?
I suspect it's more of a two-way conversation. I didn't get very far in studying the black marker, certainly not as far as my killers are gonna claim. But I did suspect that just as its signal affects our brains, so our brains push back against it. The conflict between the two results in what you're seeing.
Horvath was right then. The Markovian heresy. The church founders killed you, not the world's governments.
Maybe. Or this could just be the form your hallucination has taken. Because it's more acceptable to you if Unitology was founded on a lie. I'm afraid I can't tell you whether I'm the voice of the marker or something your mind invented to make sense of it all.
I thought if Michael Altman was real, then there was one person at least who knew what it all meant.
I'm afraid not. I barely scratched the surface of the thing. I dropped it back to the bottom of the ocean, but the Unitologists dredged it up again. Honestly, all I did was bring the black marker to the attention of the worst possible people. Perhaps the galaxy would be a better place if I'd never lived.
I'm wondering the same thing about me.
You're just trying to find the truth, Emily.
I let the necromorphs loose into the city. I think I did, at least. I got Max killed.
Then you're not finished yet. Although, by the sound of it, I am.
What? What the hell is that?
A gentleman named Crax, I believe. Some of it, anyway. A very messy form of execution, but quite a certain one. Goodbye, Emily. It's a shame. We never really got to meet.
Emmeline, can you still hear me?
She's panicking.
Emmeline!
It killed him. That thing killed him. It was huge.
You mentioned Altman.
They killed him, just like Horvath said.
The Markovian heresy? That's fiction. She's hallucinating. Emmeline, where are you now?
It's changing again. It's like I'm flying through the structure, all the floors, up into the air, up and up into space.
Stabilizing now. There's no change with the supplicants. Whatever she's seeing is only affecting her.
The signal's fluctuating. It's well beyond the tested parameters. It's nearly off the scales.
Keep talking, Emmeline. Tell us what you see.
Dead Space, Deep Cover will return after this ad break.
There's a planet ahead. I can see so far, millions of miles. It looks like it's broken, smashed. Part of it has been ripped out. A spaceship nearby. It's huge.
Any markings on the ship?
USG Ishimura? It's gone. I've gone past it. I'm heading for the planet. I can't control it. Flying so fast, rushing towards it. I'm down. It's rocky. The sky is orange. There's a structure. An outpost. It's old and broken down. I see a landing pad with a shuttle, a few buildings.
Emmy, you shouldn't be here.
Maddie! I thought I might never see you again. I stopped running, just like you said.
I'm proud of you, big sister. Look, I'm all better. The future is getting back on the right path.
What is this?
One of the places the future goes through a crossroads. You're in one of them, back on Ganymede. Everything depends on the choice you made. This is another one. But it's not safe. You can get hurt here.
Another necromorph. It's huge. And well, who is that?
Someone a lot like you. Caught up in trying to find the truth, making mistakes. Maybe you'll succeed where he failed.
What do you see, Emmeline?
Someone's fighting it. He's wearing a rig, a colony mechanic, I think.
This is where he stopped running. Sometimes the galaxy forces us. But you did it on your own, Emmy. You made the choice.
That must be the Aegis 7 incident. Who do you see fighting?
I can't see his face. Feels like the whole planet is about to fall apart.
You're just seeing the truth.
Are you the Marker?
I suppose so. Part of me is from the Marker, and part of it is from inside your own head. It's complicated. I wish I could make you understand, but this'll have to do.
What are you trying to show me?
Whenever humankind has interacted with the Marker, there is pain. On Earth, with the Black Marker. On Aegis 7, lots of other places too, and now, Ganymede. But there has to be suffering for there to be change. Convergence is just a change from one state to another. A brief period of pain, and then a completely new future forever.
It sounds like humans won't be humans anymore.
Be honest, Emmy. Would you really miss being human?
It's falling apart. A whole planet. I'm flying again. I'm going somewhere else. So fast. Faster than light.
Brainwaves and heart rate are in the red. We should sedate.
No. I need her lucid. Emmeline, hold on. Stay awake. Keep talking.
I'm on a space station. There's a marker here. I'm looking down at it. I can see necromorphs. Thousands. All swarming towards it, being caught up in the whirlwind around it.
Do you see any indicators of where you are?
Nothing. Everything's ruined. There are bodies everywhere.
I hoped you'd make it this far.
Max! Marker's really showing me the greatest hits of people I failed, huh?
Grief is the universal human language, Emmy. Whatever the culture, whatever the era, sorrow always feels the same. That's why the Marker communicates to our dead. Knows we'll listen.
What is happening here?
It hasn't happened yet, but it will. This is Convergence, the beginning of it, at least.
The necromorphs are being absorbed. They're becoming part of it.
The Marker can't fulfill its potential on its own. It needs raw materials.
It needs necromorphs?
It needs bodies.
Ganymede has a lot of bodies. The police and the hospitals were throwing them into the old tunnels. So, they become necromorphs because the Marker calls them towards it?
And to make more bodies.
Then it's already started on Ganymede.
It always starts slowly. We humans, in our wisdom, don't notice.
Not until the monsters start coming out of the basement. Do the Unitologists know this is what Convergence looks like?
Well, you'd have to ask them. I'm just here to show you the truth.
But you're not. Maxentius isn't here. You're just the shape the Marker made from my memories.
If I look like Max, sound like Max, smell like Max, then what am I? Not Max.
Marker's falling apart. What's going on?
As I said, this hasn't happened yet. Perhaps Convergence will be completed, or perhaps this will happen instead. Lots of people will help decide which without ever being aware of their role.
There's a spaceship. A military one. A gunship. The whole place is going to collapse.
Then I think it's time to move on. Don't you?
Emmeline, are you there? Can you hear me? Tell me what you see, Emmeline.
Her
Life signs are leveling off.
Is she crashing?
No, the opposite. She's returning to her resting normal.
The marker signal's still higher than any of our previous measurements.
Should we pull her out?
No. Keep watching.
Waves of skin and muscle right to the horizon. I'm standing on the shore.
You're back. What happened?
Blacked out, I think.
Any landmarks? Anything that can identify where you are?
There's nothing else. This is the whole world, just flesh.
This is Convergence.
Vested Horvath. Of course you'd show up again.
Are you unhappy to see me?
No, just bad memories. Nothing personal.
Of course. You saw me die. Or saw me when I should have been dead. At least your final memory of me would be this rather than whatever I became.
What is this?
An intermediate stage of convergence. Again, may or may not happen. Depending on the choices humans make, perhaps it happened on a non-human world in a different age. It is a sequence that repeats. It has happened. It will happen. It is happening right now. We all merely occupy a particular point in the sequence. It goes on regardless.
That sea is receding. Like the tide gone. The sea of flesh, it's... Something's happening.
What do you see?
Something coming out of the flesh, far away. It's huge. What the hell is that?
It is inevitability made manifest. Goodbye, Esther Emmeline.
Stay with us, Emmeline. What do you see?
It's drawing the flesh into it, making itself a body, huge and shapeless. It's flowing up into the sky. I think time's speeding up. I'm seeing it happen more quickly. It's become a sphere of muscle and skin. I can't even think how big it must be. It's like it doesn't fit in my mind. It's blotting out the sky. I'm flying. I'm following it into the air, past the sky, into space. It's drawing the surface of the planet up into it, too. Making a shell around itself. It's half the size of the planet. It's as big as a moon. The planet's breaking apart, all the pieces of it sucked up into this thing. This new creature. A creature the size of a moon. Time is going by incredibly fast. The planets are whirling around the star. The creature's getting bigger. The shell is almost a complete sphere. The creature inside. I can see tentacles unfurling, thousands of kilometers long, grabbing what's left of the planet, devouring it. The tentacles are opening. Like a huge mouth. I see five eyes. Five huge eyes the size of cities. The size of continents. And a mouth ringed with fangs leading deep into it. Like there's a black hole in the center that sucks everything up into it. And I see more of them. Far away. Light years away, more of them all communicating with each other from one side of the galaxy to the other, beyond the galaxy, across the universe. They're looking at me. Those continent eyes all fixed on me. They're watching. They've been watching for millions of years, since before there were people. And there's one thought, one word, everything the marker wants, everything it means, it's just one word.
What is it, Emmeline? What is the marker saying to you? Speak to me, Emmeline. What does it say?
Soon.
Has been on colonial government benefits for the last 11 months, after her business was one of many that shut down in the wake of the shielding crisis and never restarted. She is one of the many hidden victims who feel abandoned by the many programs started to alleviate...
You know what I'm saying. You know, about this time last year, I was heading back from a family holiday to the water park. Yeah, it was all going great until we got to the minibus and I did a head count. No, the number of heads was right. But turned out my two youngest only had the one body. I said, hey, honey, that explains why we only paid for 6 tickets.
Ever since the league restarted. I mean, I've seen better teams in the expansion bracket. These guys are supposed to be in the top 5 of the whole Jovian Conference. Sure, they went through it like we all did, but these are credit billionaires we're talking about here. It's not like any of them had to deal with.
For all we have suffered, even those who weathered the storm with limb and mind intact have seen those they care about afflicted by worse fortune. We might ask, if all creation is so praiseworthy, why must this suffering befall anyone? Instead, the faithful asks, what can we do to aid those who are in pain? It is there that true goodness, true grace is found among...
She had all these handcuffs and chains on the bed. I said, hey, girl, are you wild? And she said, no, I heard you were from Ganymede. I just don't want you to bite my throat out. But seriously, when they learn you're from around here, things change real quick. That jacket really suits you, sir. An excellent choice.
Oh, you're from Marius Landing? Perhaps the cut with the extra long sleeves and all the buckles would fit you even better.
Says she's been on the housing list for more than half a year. But her local government representative has repeatedly declined a request for the interview they say is required for her to receive a home. It is only thanks to the Unitologist-run food bank and family shelter scheme that she is able to keep a roof over her...
They can run home games again. Not so long ago, the stadium was still a ruin from being used as a radiation shelter. Now, the fans have returned, and they deserve a team with the same passion and dedication they bring every weekend.
Compassion that will affect change. Compassion that will alleviate their suffering, and ours also. Is this not true wisdom? When Michael Altman read it from the surface of the marker, this was the undeniable and beautiful truth he brought to us. The only answer is to bring us together, to raise us up as one, to make us whole.
On the first anniversary since the temporary radiation shielding shutdown, representatives of the Colonial Interim Parliament visited several of the worst-hit areas across Ganymede to mark the many memorial services and inspect the regeneration projects that have sprung up in the past year. In Marius Landing, one of the worst-hit areas was the Demos Heights residential complex. Interim Families and Social Cohesion Minister Raylan Caruthers was there, speaking with many who lost loved ones in the radiation events, and placed a wreath at the complex's memorial garden. Demos Heights was almost completely rebuilt in the tragedy's aftermath, and recently opened several thousand new homes to former residents who had spent many months in temporary shelters. Meanwhile, the work of emergency and healthcare personnel was commemorated by the interim medical minister, Logan Rass, who was at the Enki Katina Cathedral Hospital to meet many of the volunteers and Unitologist clergy who joined the effort to save lives in the days after the shutdowns. He spoke with Overseer Jonathan Rader, who coordinated the church's response and opened the new oncology ward in the medical complex adjoining the cathedral buildings. The minister made a statement to journalists, reinforcing the interim government's commitment to rebuilding Ganymede's infrastructure and ensuring a smooth transfer of power. Meanwhile, one of the most prominent candidates in the forthcoming elections made a speech to a gathering of new recruits to the Colonial Security and Administration Corps. Former journalist Emelina Yuba is widely expected to take a leading role in a proposed coalition between the political moderates and religious social reformers in the new parliament, and is even tipped to fill the new executive minister role.
Who can say what the future holds? Contrary to homespun wisdom, perhaps we can. I can say that Ganymede shall have the kind of strong, stable government we are proposing. One that will focus on rebuilding and social unity. It will forego the kind of paralyzing factionalism and outright corruption that plagued us in recent years. Among our pledges for the new parliament, we are promising a publicly funded funeral program for all citizens of Ganymede. The people deserve to know their loved ones will be treated with dignity in death. There will be no return to the horrors of human remains dumped in the old colony tunnels. Led by the generous work of the Unitologists, every body shall be given a proper burial according to the faith of the deceased. This is just one of the many changes we will bring to the people of Ganymede. By bringing the church into a parliament of the people, we can be led by its philosophy of change towards compassion. So for the future, I see joy. There will be grief, but also happiness. A return to the principles of the first colonists, where coming together for the common good was a way of life. Above all, a breaking down of the barriers between us. I do not speak abstractly or in deniable pledges to be abandoned. These are the realities we will bring to the long-suffering people of Ganymede. We will be made whole. And it will happen. Soon.
This was Dead Space, Deep Cover.
Written by Ben Counter. Starring Jordan Cobb as Emelina Yuba. Mick Wheaton as Overseer Raider. Nea DeRusso as Maddie. Newton Shottlecotty as Horvath. And Ben Counter as Maxentius and Michael Altman. Featuring Brandon P. Jenkins as Emergency Channel. Melissa Lusk as Medical Technician. Anver Mahmood as Power Station Technician. Media broadcasts by Bailey Wolf, Isaiah Rothstein, Samson Bird, Alyssa Park, and Damon Allams. Necromorph performances by Brad Colbrook. Dialogue editing by Atticus Jackson. Sound editing by Brad Colbrook. Original music by Matt Roy Berger. Show running by Veronica California and Reese Tirado. Produced by Pacific S. Obadiah. Executive production by Tom Owen and Brad Miska. Produced in partnership with Electronic Arts and Motive Studios. Special thanks to Joanna Berry, Roman Campos Oriola, and Gregory Hosen.
Altman be praised.
The Bloody FM Show. For more information, visit bloody.fm.